Discussions on giving final approval to a charter application for Neville High School came to a halt this week when the Monroe City School Board voted to delay further consideration until the 2013-14 school year. The charter group, Neville Alumni and Friends Association, or NAFA, is now weighing whether to resume talks with the board or choose to apply with the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. The application to BESE would be for Tier 2 status, opening enrollment outside of the district. Public input meetings and how NAFA would address teacher benefits were scrutinized in this week's board meeting. Joining me by phone to discuss those items and what's ahead for the charter group is NAFA spokesperson Ronnie Shelby. Ronnie, has there been discussion since Tuesday's meeting with committee members?
We decided to have a special call meeting with the executive committee of NAFA and the current charter school committee just to kind of bring them all up to date on where we are and what our options are and kind of forge direction.
Now, you say that the group wanted to work with the local board on this as a Tier 3 charter. You're open to the possibility, however, of applying as a Tier 2 with the BESE board. What advantages in Tier 3 are there that the charter would not have if they were to apply as a Tier 2?
None.
None whatsoever?
The advantages would be going to a 2 versus 3. We actually come out ahead financially doing a 2 because we don't have to pay the local school board a fee.
Any other advantages within that Tier 2?
Well, the enrollment is open statewide. Not that we would turn into a statewide school, but fact remains that kids outside the present attendance zone as well as the city of Monroe would be eligible to attend if space provided.
What discussions took place with the teachers during the process of the charter application there at Neville?
We had numerous teacher meetings, informative meetings with us as well as the consultants. We had lawyers there. We had professionals there to answer any questions and concerns. We had informative meetings with the teachers, and we responded to their concerns and any questions they had. And we did it more than once in case they came up with others, and they gave some of the ones who failed to attend the first one an opportunity to come to the other one.
How was NAFA prepared to handle, you know, teacher benefits and retirement? I know those items were brought up Tuesday.
Well, they're going to be the same, and they've been told that time immemorial. They are still eligible for the teacher state retirement, still eligible for all the group benefits, insurance. Everything continues the same.
Ronnie, thanks for joining us. Ronnie Shelby is spokesperson and committee member with Neville Alumni and Friends Association. You're listening to KEDM Public Radio.